Welcome to the From the North podcast, a podcast where a few brothers come together and share our Masonic experiences with each other. Have a good time and share some brotherhood. I know it has been a while since we talked. AC, Jason, and I are doing well. We were able to catch up and see each other face to face for the first time in many years a week ago at our lodge monthly breakfast. It was good to see them both, and it was just like we'd never been apart. Good times and good brotherhood. That is what our fraternity is all about. But I have something very important that I want to discuss with you today. I want you to know, and I want to know, how you are doing. Today you have made it. You've made it through one more day. I'm proud of you. I really am, and you should be proud of yourself. It is a big accomplishment. A lot of guys like me and you didn't wake up today, but you did. I am proud of you. I know it's been a long couple of months. I know it's been a long winter. Brother, it has been a long year. Several of them, in fact. I know what it is like to go from being able to take on the world to not even being able to take on yourself. But you're getting through it. You are. I can see it. And you're going to be all right, my brother. I know you will. You're taking the right steps in the right direction every day just by waking up and showing up. You're doing it, man. You know, because the pain is inevitable. Unfortunately, it is. But that suffering is optional. You're not going to be like this forever. This will pass. I know it because it has many times for me. It did the last time and the time before that. Don't estimate yourself. You got this, brother. Make sure you come back. I like seeing you. I need you and your brotherhood. Are you okay? If you're struggling, reach out to me. I will help you and do my best to find some assistance. If you feel you can't go on and want to end it all, you don't want to wake up tomorrow morning, don't end it. I need you. Let's get you some help. Pick up the phone right now and call 988. There'll be someone on the end of the line that is dedicated to help you get the help you need. So don't hesitate. Please make that call. I need you. Your loved ones need you. Society needs you. You are making a difference, and life would not be full without you. So please make that call. If you're not struggling right now and want to help someone is, there's a way. There's a course called QPR. It is training given by the National Alliance on Mental Illness and helps lay people learn and have life-saving critical conversations. It gives you the confidence and the resources on how to have these conversations with our brothers and sisters. It is just like CPR training, and like CPR, QPR saves lives. It is free to take in many states. The training is just an hour and a half of your time during a lunch break. This is training. Is well worth it. I went through this course. It has changed my way of thinking and the way I see those around me. As many of you know, I'm an EMS volunteer in my community. I manage a group of dedicated individuals and serve my community in their greatest time of need. Those emergency responses wear on us first responders. Life and death are a daily reality for us. This wears on our mental health, and we lose several of our brothers and sisters every year by suicide because of this immense pressure. I took the QPR training so I could help reduce the loss of my friends and family. My unit recently had a bad call. It is the one all first responders dread, an infant not breathing. Two of my best EMTs responded to the call. Both of them are mothers. They both did a great job. Their training kicked in and they worked the call with the ambulance staff. They did their best to ensure a good outcome. Unfortunately, the little one still succumbed to their illness. I know how these two mothers were feeling. I have little ones myself. Well, maybe they're not so little now. I knew the thoughts that would be running through these mothers' heads that morning after the call. So I reached out to both of them asking, how are they doing? Such a simple question. But it starts the healing process and lets those we ask to process their grief. Both responders texted back with, I'm going to be okay. Thank you for reaching out. It helps. Are you okay? Such a simple question to ask. Let someone know that you really care, that they are needed, valued, and not alone. Such a simple thing we can all do, and it makes such a tremendous difference. It can save a life. I challenge you to make a difference in somebody's life today. Ask someone how they are doing.
The hosts of the From the North podcast are providing this podcast as a public service and for their own selfish motives. It is neither a legal interpretation nor a statement of any Grand Lodge, local lodge, or any Masonic body or Freemasonry in general. Any reference to any specific product, subject, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation. The rantings, tomfoolery, and views expressed by the guests and the hosts are absolutely their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them, any Grand or local lodge, or any entity.